listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, you can lease a 2017 Blue Cruise from only $138 bi-weekly at Lakewood Chev. Mike Hurley joins us on the show. Mike, how you doing, my man?
Not too bad. Yourself, Greger?
Hey, I'm excellent. I have you on for the Courage Classic, which is a great tournament for the Glen Rose. But I want to talk a little bit about your story, Mike. Of course, you know what? Draft pick, you're a very good hockey player. Very cheap, by the way, when you played in men's league. I just want to add that in. But so was I.
So was
yeah,
so
stick, yeah. Yeah, it's true. You're very quick with the stick. That's right. You and your brother, Mark. Yeah. And
he's a little quicker than I am, though.
And then, you know, just an unfortunate golf cart injury. And kind of tell me what happened and then, the subsequent rehab with you at the Glen Rose.
Okay, first off, I'm a long-time listener, just so you know, I'm honored to be on here right now, and
thanks.
Very excited, and I'm also a Creed lover and a young MC fan, so yeah, good stuff, but it was 6 years ago almost now, which is hard to believe. I broke my back in a golf cart accident, and then with that, suffered a severe spinal cord injury, and was left without any movement or sensation below basically my belly button kind of thing. So, needless to say, it was a fairly big, tragic event in my life and in our family's life. But we've had 6 years here to kind of figure things out. And it's one of those things you move on. And as I've often told, some of the players I've coached that, you find a way and that's what, I've tried to do over the last 6 years. So, yeah.
Well, I think one of the most inspiring things is, I'm sure suffering a catastrophic injury like that, there's two ways to go. You can feel sorry for yourself, or in your case, you said, you know what, I'm going to make the most of it. And you and your wife and your kids, and obviously it was a massive change. But I know you were just awarded an award in Sherwood Park for being, I think it was Coach of the Year or Inspiring Coach of the Year for somebody mm-hmm. who, and I've talked to a lot of parents about it, and they're just like, man, my kids have learned so much from Mike. A, he knows the game of hockey, but more so, he comes out on the ice and you're in a sledge, right? Like in sledge hockey,
yeah.
Right? So you get out there and, how are you able to relate to kids, and what's been your message, that kind of gets their attention that maybe other coaches don't?
That's a good question. That's a loaded question, actually. But, I think early on, with my injury, I kind of decided from the time, I felt like I knew right away that I was in trouble, right? I mean, it didn't take long. I mean, I didn't really know a whole lot about spinal cord injuries, but I knew that the second that I was injured, I was still conscious, that kind of thing. So I knew I was in trouble and had to make a decision fairly early on that, which way you're going to go with this. And, I'm also very fortunate to have a lot of great friends, family that, with that support, it definitely helped out. And I basically, as I said, made that decision early on that I was going to, try to persevere here. And I always believed in myself that I could do it. And I think hockey had a lot to do with that, as far as building that character, that kind of thing. Right. But with our players, it's tough nowadays. Hockey is kind of it's a bit nutty in youth hockey right now. And, I don't teach a ton of systems or board or anything like that kind of thing. We just go with effort and we try to send messages that, we try to empty the tank, that, those kinds of messages. And, that's just kind of how we do it. And I think I can relate well to the kids. I mean, I grew up playing hockey in Sherwood Park and all the way up and had lots of coaches, that kind of thing. But to be honest with you, I never really saw myself as a coach or, years ago, I was still playing hockey. I was playing for the Fort Saskatchewan Chiefs in the Chinook Hockey League, which is still fairly good hockey and that. But I never, I always helped out, but I never really saw myself as a head coach. And, this kind of with the injury and that kind of thing, it kind of opened my eyes to some different things. And once I got out there and started working with kids, it definitely has become a passion of mine. And it's been a lot of fun along the way. I've met a lot of great people. I've got a lot of friends in hockey now. And I just met some terrific families and kids. So it's it's been great.
Mike Hurley joins us, St. Louis Blues draft pick 6 seasons ago, had an unfortunate golf cart accident that left him paralyzed from the belly button down. Now he's a coach in Sherwood Park. Also, Mike, I know for you, you partake in the Courage Classic, which happens on Monday, June 19th. There's only 100 golfers allowed, and basically you can golf as many holes as you can in a day at Blackhawk Golf Course.
Yes, I've been there the last 2 years, and as I, you know, this year I've kind of jumped on the board with the Glenrose Foundation, and it's a great event. We've been very fortunate the last 2 years to have great weather, and obviously Blackhawk's probably one of the top courses in the city, and you can golf as long as you want, and your meals and drinks are all taken care of. And it's a great day, and it's capped at 100 golfers. So you know what, you can kind of jump on, you know, whatever hole you want, kind of thing, and just play. And I've been fortunate to go with my son the last couple of years, and we're going to go again this year. And I'm trying to round up some friends as well this year. And it's obviously a great, you know, it's a great event. We've just got done with the Courage Gala that we had, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and now this is kind of next on the calendar. But you just can't beat this event. It's again, you can play 36, 54, whatever you want, and it's just a great day. So, you know, we're trying to find, as I said, as you mentioned, 100 golfers. I think we're probably at about 60-70% of that. So, you know what, if you're into golf and you want to support the Glenrose Foundation, then this is the event for you.
Mike Hurley joins us. It goes Monday, June 19th. If anybody out there is interested, send me a text at 10-12-60. I can hook you up with it. You need to raise a minimum of $1,250.
Yeah.
The key is any of our listeners, the first person to do it, you'll get to bring a friend at no cost. You can go as a pair, so really you only have to raise $625 between the two of them. You do it quickly. So send me a text at 10-12-60. We've had some people enter this over the years. They love it. It's on Monday, June 19th. That could be, hey, the Stanley Cup Final will be over by then, Order fans, so you don't have to worry. Maybe we'll be celebrating on the golf course. Who knows? Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Glenrose, Mike. For you, did you know anything about the Glenrose before you ended up there with a broken back?
You know what? Absolutely, pretty much nothing, other than that it was across the street from the Royal Alec. That's, you know, when you drove by, you kind of looked over there and you saw it. But you know, and you know, as a young guy, I mean, the Glenrose isn't really something on your mind. And again, it's one of those places that you know, until you need it, you don't really know about it. But when you need it, you're happy that it's there. And again, it was a place that I spent a couple months, you know, after my injury. And it's always a special place for me, just because it represents a time in my life where, you know, it was a tough time. But at the same time, you know, there was hope. And with that, you know, I learned a lot of things. And you know, to me, my main priority after my injury was to become as independent as I can, right? And that's, you know, that's always important in anyone's life. You know, you don't want someone, you know, looking after you, that kind of thing. So, I mean, that's, you know, and the Glenrose was crucial to that. And as far as gaining back my independence and, you know, the things I learned there over those 2 months that allowed me to go home after were very important. And, you know, whether it was learning how to drive or, you know, learning how to manage pain, bladder, you know, there's quite a few things that it's, you know, it's extensive there, right? I mean, when you go there, it's definitely not a holiday. You're up at 7 and it's full days, and you're putting in the time to, you know, to gain your strength and those kind of things, and just prepare to go home, right? I mean, because once you leave there, you know, you're at home and it's a whole new world. And you know, as you could see, I mean, there's all kinds of injuries and illnesses, you know, that people go to with after the Glenrose, but it's a great place, and I mean, and that's why I've kind of jumped on board, and I feel you know, I'm passionate about it, and you know, just want to help in any way I can. So yeah,
here you are 6 years removed from the injury, so you're learning how to function and live every day, being a paraplegic, and you guys are very successful. Big congratulations. You and your wife are going to have your third child here coming up in the fall.
Thanks.
That's fantastic. What have you found now 6 years later? What's the biggest challenge on a day-to-day basis for you?
Never been asked that one. That's a good one. For me, I mean, I've been fortunate, you know, we were able to make it, you know, to adapt our house to, you know, to make it wheelchair accessible. So at home, I'm very comfortable at home. I've also got a van that's accessible, and I, you know, I roll in it. It's, you know, I can drive with hand controls, and, you know, so to be honest with you, I live a pretty normal life other than some of the obvious things, right? Where, you know, I mean, there's times where you forget your keys or something like that. You got to go in the house down there, you know, down the lift, and then you get in the car, you realize you forget your keys. You're like, oh, geez, got to go back up the lift, back upstairs, you know, whatever, wherever the keys are. And, you know, those kind of things are things that you have to have a little bit of a tolerance for, and, you know, a little bit of, patience that, you know, you can't always be in a rush for some things, but, you know, all in all, I mean, I'm fairly active as you mentioned. You know, I'm coaching hockey, and I play golf, and I've got a cool cart that I golf out of, and, you know, but those things are, you know, those are things that I'm fortunate to have. And, yeah, so I, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I live a pretty normal life. So yeah, which is good. That was my goal to begin with. And, that's kind of where I'm at. So yeah.
What are you shooting on the course nowadays?
You know what? My goal this year, I've only played one round. Obviously it's been a, you know, late spring here for us, but, my goal this year is to break 90 consistently, which I think I can do. I play from the whites now, which is, you know, I'm not quite as far off the tee anymore, but, you know, the card I have is pretty cool, and it, you know, it allows me to play with two hands. Yeah, so I think it's my third or maybe my fourth year playing out of the cart. And, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. My short game's okay. It's the iron shots that give me a little bit of grief, but, no, it's fun. You know, my son loves golf, and I've got good close buddies that play golf, and it's just fun to get out with them. And again, it's, you know what, a couple of years ago I went to, I was in Kamloops, and you know what, I just kind of thought to myself, I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool that I was golfing Tobiano, and I'm like, wow, kind of a neat thing. You know, I dragged my cart there, and my wife and my son and I were playing golf out there, and it was just kind of one of those moments where, you know what, I thought, this is pretty cool. So yeah,
that is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So it's I'll definitely be playing at the Courage Classic on June 19th, and unfortunately, I think my cart the battery on it will only last for 18 holes, so I'm likely not going to play any more than 18, but I'm definitely going to play 18. So
hey, nothing wrong with that. Trust me, I want to throw my clubs away after 18. So that's...
yeah, I mean. Well, sometimes I do too.
there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you were such a good hockey player, and I got the opportunity to play sledge hockey once, and man, it was way harder than I thought. My shoulders are killing me. It was a lot of fun. Do you play sledge hockey competitively at all?
No, I don't. You know what? I played a couple games early on, and then once I got into the coaching, then that pretty much takes up most of my time. And the first time I was out there, it was pretty cool though, just to be on the ice, and you know, and it is difficult the first time. I'm definitely better out of the sled now, but yeah, I think if I was a little bit younger, I probably would have kind of, you know, got into the competitive playing and that kind of thing. But you know, with youth hockey nowadays, it's 5 out of 7 days a week, so I'm on the ice quite a bit, and I'm happy with that. And then I've got a younger son coming up too that, you know, next year I'm likely going to be coaching him in initiation hockey. So, you know what, I'm happy with that. Yeah, you know, I do, you know, when I see the Team Canada on, you know, play and that kind of thing, it does kind of pop into my head, but those guys are a lot younger, and they're pretty good too. So,
oh man, they can fire the puck. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I was crazy. Blown away at how hard they shoot the puck, and man, that's a contact sport. The little sticks they use, they're like weapons, man. They're sharp with the picks. You'd excel at that because you're so cheap on the ice with one stick. Now you'd have two; it'd be perfect.
Nice. You know what? I did play a couple of games, and I went to Calgary, I was playing for a team out of the Duke, and and this was my second game, right? So I mean, I've just you know, got in the sled. I'm just getting used to it, and you know, it's a little different for me. I used to rely on speed a little bit in you know, in stand up hockey, and I get out there and I'm like, these guys are flying by me, and I'm just, oh geez, this is, and then a guy just like crunches me in the boards, and I'm thinking, geez, this is tough. This is a lot tougher than stand up hockey. But that was the biggest difference, was just not being able to use, you know, my speed, and that so it changed the game a little bit. But Anyway, I played a couple games, but then when you're involved in coaching and that kind of thing now at the Pee Wee level, it takes a lot of time. So I've kind of put all my efforts into that, and who knows? Who knows what's down the what's down the line, right?
Well, you're turning 40 later this year, so you might be a little bit old to retire for this. But maybe you could join the seniors tour. But I think it is. Well, if there is men's league sledge hockey, actually, you could probably play men's league. You'd be in better shape than half the guys that play it anyway. So, trust me, I've seen my buddy. You know my buddy Hutch. There's no, you probably outskate him for sure.
Hutch and I have been together before. We've coached together, and he's a good friend, and I know he's a good friend of yours, and good guy, excellent guy, and I know you've got a lot of good stories about him.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't have enough time to get into them today, there's a lot of them. He makes a new one every week. Well, Mike, great to have you on. The Courage Classic, once again, is Monday, June 19th. For anybody, it's unlimited golf all day long. It includes meals cooked by the Blackhawks renowned chef and Al Prokhoff and his staff there. It's unbelievable. It's snacks. It's unlimited beverages all day long with the power cart. Go Hawks, who are some TSN 1260 listeners. They played 73 holes last year, which is fantastic. All you got to do to get in is you got to raise a minimum of $1,250. And if you, any of our listeners email or text me today with your name and your email, I'll send it to Trina and she'll hook you up. And the first person of our listeners who raises the $1,250 gets to bring a friend for free. So basically you're only raising $625 each. And it's a fantastic day. You'll raise a lot of money. And the Glen Rose does such a great job. And I know, Mike, like yours was a freak accident. You guys weren't clowning around on the cart. It was just the cart tipped over on a sharp bank. Yeah. And it wasn't guys hot dogging or anything. And so life can change quickly. And that's why the Glen Rose is there. And you're an inspiration to a lot of people I know in Sherwood Park, Mike. It's great talking, and we'll see you again soon.
Hey, thanks so much. Love the show.